None but the hungry heart. 6:14. Thy will be done. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into various trials. James 1:2. You can be sure that you are in the will of God when he keeps you dependent upon himself, walking in the Holy Spirit, and abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. Often all we think of is having our need met. But how little a thing is that with God? It would cost him nothing, we may say, to meet the need of a lifetime in a moment, and a lesser love than his would supply it at once, and get rid of the constant burden. But that is not his way. To supply the need is a small thing, but to supply it in such a way as to make us feel in each seasonable supply the Father's heart never withdrawn from us, the Father's heart ever employed about us, that is what he means. Give us our daily bread is not much more than to ask, give us now, that we may not have to come again. The God-given experience of the Spirit's working many a time passes away and leaves the soul apparently dull and dead. This is only until the double lesson has been fully learned. First, that a living faith can rejoice in the living God, even when feeling and experience appear to contradict the promise. And second, that the divine life only predominates as the life of the flesh is held in the place of death, inoperative. The life of the Lord Jesus is revealed as his death works in us, and as in weakness and nothingness, we look to him. Knowing this, that the testing of your faith worketh patience. James 1:3.